Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, folks. NFL Draft is in the books. I'm on me,
baby.
I liked what Washington did. I think you did too, Brian.
Yep.
I think a lot of things will depend on Jaden Daniels and what he ends up being. After getting to speak to the young man for a little while and talk to a bunch of people that know him, know his circumstances, I got to talk to his agent. I don't know if I told you this, B. Talked to his agent about the emoji heard around the world. He's like, he was just like, man, that thing was blown way out of proportion. And I was like,
I always asked, no one knew what the hell it meant, but we sure took some arguments about what we thought it meant.
Right. Agent was very cool, spoke with his mom. Very cool, just polite, excited people. I loved the low-key nature of a new quarterback getting rolled in without, there was no parade. There were no banners hanging from the ceiling. Because no one's accomplished anything. I just think it was all handled the right way. Mm-hmm. After that, I like the draft. If you're upset about the left tackle, they think they address left tackle. Maybe you know more than them. We'll find out. But let's take these calls. Mike is in PG County, going to lead us off. What up, Mike? What'd you think of the draft?
Well, Scott, the draft was good. I'm a long time Washington fan. I love what they did. I love the changes. I've missed maybe 3-4 games at FedEx since it's opened. So I'm there all the time. The main thing I called about is I want to thank Brian. He came out to an event for my son yesterday. My son is a professional race car driver. He drives for Porsche. And I want to say thank you, man. You're great. My mom enjoyed meeting you. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
It was fun out there, man.
I
thought that window was going to shatter. He was revving that car. They loud, boy.
I bet.
Definitely, man. That was a great event out there.
Daquan is in D.C. Daquan.
What up, Day?
What'd you think of the draft?
What up, JP? What up, B-Mitt?
What's up, baby?
Hey, man. So I've been a Commander fan, Redskins fan for the last 26 years, right? And this offseason arguably is the best I've seen, including the free agency and draft, because usually it's a couple head scratches here and there. I just wanted to know where this ranked with you guys in regards to the head scratches we usually pick.
I don't think we had no head scratches in this one, you know. But I'm like JP stated earlier, you got to wait and see what goes down. But they seem to – we went into this draft knowing positions of need. And whether or not they completely answered it or not, they touched on every one of them. And I felt comfortable with that.
I think – I like the draft a lot. I mean, if you care about the grades, you can go through. There's a lot of A grades. Sports Illustrated, Matt Verderam gave them an A+. This was I'm reading now. This was a straight-up masterpiece. The Commanders got the best quarterback in the draft, as I see it, and then hammered the top 100, eschewing the relatively worthless picks that will be coming in rounds 4 through 7. This is one of the few drafts that I thought elevated a team from his pre-draft status into something promising. Could Washington be this year's Texans? I'm not ruling it out, and you shouldn't either. I'm not sure I agree with that. Thanks for the call, Daquan. One huge difference for Houston is that C.J. Stroud went to a team with an established offensive line. I don't think you could say that Washington has an established offensive line. But I like the draft, and I think if Daniels can hit the ground running, you might be on to something.
It'd be great. I think on paper, their offensive line is better than it was last year, on paper. I have no doubt in my mind they're going to play better at left tackle with the what they have right now.
I think they'll be better at center.
So if the left tackle play is going to be better, the center's going to be better. We already got a right guard that we know is a mauler. I love that. We need Wiley to step up, and then we also have Badass, okay? So ultimately, I'm expecting this offensive line to be better than what it was. And, you know, you just get some guys who can not be a turnstile, you're going to be a better offensive line.
I'm looking at some of these comments on the YouTube stream that I definitely can't say out loud. But shout out to Gerald P. He says, hello, B. Mitchell Finley.
Hello.
Hello, Gerald.
Bonjour.
I got Jupe is on the line. Jupe, what you think of the draft, man?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen, I'm cool with the draft. You know what? Like, outside of Jaden Daniels, I don't know too much about the rest of the players they picked up. But my gut feels like they picked up players that has a chip on the shoulder that wants to come in and prove that they deserve to be in the league. People that's complaining about the tackle, like, let's give these people a shot. They obviously have a plan. And I'm thinking, too, with all these left tackles drafted, maybe somebody will get dropped or that we could pick up that might still have something in the tank that can help us out. Also, too, always felt like it was going to take us more than one offseason to really say that we're here, we're in contention, minimum at least two offseasons to where we can really say, like, yeah, we here, we can make a run to the Super Bowl. But overall, I like the draft. I want to see how they're going to blend it all together and what it look like on the field, fellas.
I'm with you. I like the draft, too. Thanks for the call, Juke. Appreciate you, buddy. I think, you know, it all starts with Daniels, obviously, but there's a lot more to it. I think I almost want to do a favorite draft pick non-Daniels division.
Mm-hmm.
So you can pick Friday or Saturday. I think for me, it's Sennett. I think he's really good. I think he's the right attitude, right kind of kid that'll come in and work hard. A lot of reason to like Sanastrill. You know, with Sycamore talking about Jordan McGee, I thought it was pretty interesting. Maybe we'll go around and do that. Everybody, favorite draft pick, non-Jaden Daniels division. Because I've had this debate with people. You can like whichever Washington Capital you like, but your favorite Washington Capital of the last 20 years, the answer is Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite Wizards player of the last 20 years is Gilbert. Like, sometimes it's cool to just like the best guy. Quarterback's what's most important, so quarterback's what's going to determine the draft. But what did you like beyond the quarterback?
There you go.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.